Brett Benally Thompson dreamed of being a doctor from a young age, but gave up his dream after his grandpa discouraged him. But in his 20s, he overcame his doubts to become a palliative care doctor. Today, he helps other Native peoples pursuing healing careers.
My name's Brett Benally Thompson. I'm a palliative care and hospice physician at the University of Wisconsin. When I was 8 years old, I was at my grandparents' house on the reservation, and my grandpa asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I said, I want to be a doctor. His response to me, this man who loved me very much and took really good care of me, his response was, well, you're too stupid to be a doctor. My grandpa is really wise, so I thought, oh, I'm okay. I believed him for about 20 years, and then in my late 20s, I was a cop, and I was driving my patrol car down the road, had this really striking thought that came to me. It was like somebody else was telling me, you know, you can do this. I decided right then that, you know, that was what I was going to be, was a doctor. What we do as physicians is really precious. I hear people's stories all the time. A lot of times they're really tough stories. And, you know, sometimes we can fix them. Sometimes they don't need fixing, but we still hear their stories. We walk people through that part of their life that they're there asking for us for help. Most people don't want to leave this life, and most people don't want to leave their families and the people that they love. As a vet myself, yeah, I a lot of times will connect with veterans. I figure they probably suffered in some way to take care of us. So it's something I can give back to them by taking care of them. A lot of times the families or patients thank me for taking care of them. I say, well, it's an honor for me to take care of you. I don't tell people that I'm Native unless they ask me, you know, because I'm one of those guys that could pass for either, but it's definitely a part of who I am spiritually. The way I've been taught and the way I've learned as an adult in our ceremonies and our way of life really helps keep me grounded in what I do. Part of what I really love about being a physician is I get to go back and talk to young people about what it's like to be a doctor. And if they have any inkling about being a doctor, that it's actually something that they can do. Some people go right from high school to college to medical school. That's probably the most common way that people become physicians, is they just go straight through. But my path has never been a straight path. I've had a very rich and full life, but it's taken a lot of twists and turns, and I think a lot of Native people are that way. We don't have the same opportunities, maybe don't have the same resources that some other people have. When I encounter an obstacle, if I can't go over it or through it, I go around it. That might take some extra time, or might take a more ingenious way to do it, but Native people are pretty ingenious. You know, that's how we've survived. I always tend to get there, and that's how I got to be a physician. I never gave up. I never gave up on my dream.
This story is produced by Finn Ryan. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Lowell and Marriott Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to talk more about the efforts to help Native Americans pursue careers in medicine is Dr. Eric Brote, founding director of the UW-Madison Native American Center for Health Professions. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon.
So you tell me a little bit about your path to becoming a doctor. How did you get there?
Well, a lot of my path actually began with Dr. Benally Thompson. That's why it was so enjoyable for me to have the opportunity to listen to his story again and help work with the team to produce his story, because he was actually the first Native American medical student who was a male that I ever met in my life. And as a young student, having that moment where I met somebody who was a tangible role model, I mean, that was a powerful experience for me. And so my path was riddled with people who were my mentors and people who gave me advice. And I still remember that day in June 2001, right? I had the opportunity to meet now Dr. Benali Thompson, and he's someone who I think he lit a fire in me to dare to imagine that I could actually become a physician. And he was a person who was instrumental in being a guide along that path for me.
So it's so interesting. You said he was the first real role model you had, that he lit a fire in you. Do you think that that is something that maybe other Native youth need to go on this path, that tangible proof that this is a path that's open to Native people and it's something that's viable and achievable?
Yeah, and I think that that is part of what we're trying to do at the Native American Center for Health Professions and through this small project with the videos that we're making, is that we're trying to provide, albeit not in person, but very tangible digital role models for students to identify with. Because growing up and through college, I met Native women who were very successful, who were professionals or health professionals. But that one day where I met another Native male who was assuming that role, it all clicked for me, and it made me believe that I could actually do it.
Well, tell us something about the We Are Healers Project. What are you trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, so the We Are Healers Project is a digital initiative where we're trying to reach out to Native youth across the Great Lakes region, mostly targeting Wisconsin, so it's age group of 10 to 22 with a specific focus of targeting ages 10 to 18, so that we're able to provide stories of people's path to careers in the health profession.
Now, Dr. Benali Thompson said that Native youth may not have the same opportunities as other students. What are some of the obstacles that might stand in the way, and how are you helping these students move past them?
And one of the main obstacles that we've tried to overcome with the We're Healers Initiative is providing role models via the digital resource. Because in Wisconsin, there aren't very many Native physicians or Native health professionals that students have access to on a regular basis. And so providing that element of a role model and providing that element of someone who has done this before that's like you is what we're aiming for. Now, some of the obstacles that students may face typically in rural areas is lack of opportunity to either know health professionals themselves and or being in a situation where they have a lot of the advanced placement courses that one might have in more of a suburban type setting.
And can you tell us something about the student recruiting process that that your organization is involved in to get more Native youth on that road to becoming physicians?
Yeah, at the School of Medicine and Public Health, the staff at the Native American Center for Health Professions works broadly with many partners, partners in tribal school systems, partners in tribal organizations, as well as partners within the UW campus and across the colleges in the Great Lakes area, to try and identify students that not only have interest but also have the aptitude to become a health professional, and then identifying specific resources that they could take advantage of in order to strengthen their application phase and or their interest, so that students don't fall out of the pipeline on their way to becoming a health professional.
Now, you said earlier that there were more role models for Native American women who were healers, not as many men, it sounds like. So does that mean there has been sort of a reverse gender gap in the healing professions for Native Americans?
I just know that that was my experience. And even in organizations nationally, like the Association of American Indian Physicians, there appears to be more women that are in the organization than there are men.
And what do you say to young people, Native American young people, who want to go into the medical field? What advice do you give them?
You know, I really encourage students to draw upon their experiences. I think oftentimes people are told that they will be successful in spite of the challenges that they may have to face. But when I meet Native kids, I try to draw parallels between their life and my life and how maybe there are some challenges that they've gone through that will be the reason why they would be a successful health professional, nurse, physician, physician assistant, dentist, et cetera.
And is it working so far the way it worked for you? Are you seeing more young Native people taking that road?
You know, it's a process where things have to grow organically over time. And for someone to become a health professional, there's a long path. You know, you're talking 10, 12, 14 years sometimes. And so a lot of what we're doing is planting seeds very young, and we're watching them grow slowly over time. So I think that given that the Native American Center for Health Professions is so new, it's difficult to measure our impact over such a short amount of time. However, I do believe that we're seeing some significant results so far as the increased number of students who are attending the School of Medicine Public Health who are Native.
Dr. Brode, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Dr. Eric Brode is the founding director of UW-Madison Native American Center for Health Professions.